by special recording. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions, present The Lone Ranger. With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Away!
When boys line up to run a race, Galloping Gordon sets the pace. He comes in first because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power. There he goes. He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
You bet, Cheerios, the oat cereal that needs no cooking. Every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, the good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. And besides giving you go power, Cheerios is downright wonderful tasting. That toasted oat flavor is really something. And when you add milk and your favorite fruit, say some sliced bananas, you're in for a delicious breakfast treat. Get the whole family off to a good start every morning with Cheerios. Then you'll hear people say,
he's feeling his Cheerios.
The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto camped for the night in a wooded grove in the hills near Stockton. The two men were rolled in their blankets sleeping when... Tonto.
Me hear shots. Someone right fast along trail.
There he is.
Oh, him shot. Fall from horse.
Three men coming around the bend. Draw your guns, Tonto. We'll go see what this is all about. Come on.
Them turn, leave in hurry.
We'll see about the wounded man. Let me see. Yeah, a shoulder wound, but not serious.
Him young fella.
Yes, Tonto. We'll carry him to our camp and give him first aid.
The young man, the masked man and Indian found wounded on the trail, was unconscious when they carried him to their camp. A short time after, his wound was bandaged. He regained consciousness. The first rays of the rising sun fell upon the Lone Ranger and Tonto as they stood beside him.
What happened there? A masked man and an Indian?
It's all right. We're friends. You were shot from your horse. We brought you here and bandaged your wound. You shouldn't be all right.
Oh, thanks. I'm grateful. I'm Dave Alton.
Who were the men who tried to kill you, do you know?
Outlaws. I had a partner. We were prospecting together. He boasted in town about the gold we'd found. Tonight, they surprised us, killed Jed. I escaped, they followed. You know the rest.
Yes. Tonto, go to town and notify the sheriff. I'll stay here until you get back, and we'll try to trail those men.
Easy, scout, easy, fella. Get him up, scout.
Tonto hurriedly rode to the sheriff's office in Stockton. Later, he returned to camp and told the Lone Ranger and Dave about the sheriff's plans.
Sheriff say, him take posse to prospector's cabin and try to pick up trail again.
Tonto, we'll work alone for the time being. If the posse fails to pick up the trail, we may succeed. Dave, how many men were there, do you know?
Six altogether. Three of them chased me when I got away.
We don't want to leave you here alone.
I'm all right. I have a gun and my horse. It's important that you and the Indian help to catch those outlaws.
Very well, Dave. We'll come back here later to make sure you're all right. Tonto, we'll go out to the trail and try to follow the three men who chased Dave. They may lead us to the gang's hideout. All right, let's go. See you later, Dave.
Goodbye. Easy, fella.
Come on.
Come, Scott. Come.
Meanwhile, in a cabin hidden in a hollow, Grudge Logan was talking to his men.
What you men bungle the job? Nick, you had no business plugging that old prospector. Because you did, I sent Tony and a couple of the others to get the fellow who escaped. They bungled that, too.
Oh, the old prospector went for his gun. What else could I do?
Yeah,
Nick's
no,
right, Grudge. It's for the fellow we went after. We plugged him and saw him fall. Then we heard men coming, so we beat it.
And you don't know that the young prospector's dead, eh?
He didn't have time to make sure, Grudge.
He's the only witness to the killing. He's not
Why
dead.
Why not have Tony go back to where he shot the fellow and see what he can find out?
Well, that's risky, Nick.
Oh, what are you scared of? I'll go back with you.
Good. Tony, you and Nick go and see what you can find out about that fella. I'll be waiting to hear.
All right. Come on, Nick. Yeah. It won't take us long.
It was some time later when Tony and Nick, taking a roundabout route, approached the place on the trail near the Lone Ranger's camp where Dave had been shot. They stopped among the trees nearby.
Hello there.
Easy now.
He fell right out there, Nick. Come on.
Yeah. Moving cautiously, the two crooks found the place where Dave had fallen.
Look, seems like the two armies who found him took him up to that grove yonder.
We'll keep undercover and go investigate that grove. Have your gun handy.
At the camp in the grove, Dave was sleeping. He was suddenly startled and sat up quickly when he heard a voice.
Look, Nick.
There he is.
Yeah, and he's alive. Reckon you just wounded him. We got you covered, mister, so don't move. Bandage on his left shoulder. I thought you were a better shot, Tony.
Never mind that. I won't miss this time.
Hold it, you fool.
Why?
Remember, he was found by two hombres. He must have told them what happened.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think we ought to do?
Make him tell who the two hombres are before we plug him.
I don't know who they are.
Let's take him to Grudge. He'll make him talk. After that, we'll get rid of him.
Later, Dave Alton, tied to a chair, sat facing Grudge Logan in the hideout cabin.
So you refuse to answer questions, huh? Well, I won't be as easy on you as Nick and Tony were.
We gotta find out who he talked to, Grudge.
Yeah, make him tell.
He'll tell, don't worry. Now then, who are the hombres who found you and took you to that camp?
I don't know, and that's the truth.
Don't give me that! No. I'll give me a civil answer.
But I don't know who they are. How can I tell you?
And describe them. What do they look like?
I'm sure one of them's an Indian, Grudge. I looked back as we rode away and I caught a glimpse of him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, is one of them a redskin?
Yes.
That's more like it. How about the other one?
I didn't see his face.
What do you mean you didn't see his face? You have eyes, haven't you? Speak up or I'll let one of the men gun whip you.
He kept his face covered. He had a...
That doesn't make sense, Grudge.
No, it don't.
Maybe it does, Dad.
What do you mean?
We know one of them's an Indian. From what this hombre says, the other must have been masked.
Masked?
I don't get it. Why should another owl who take the trouble...
Now, listen a minute. Remember me telling all you about a masked hombre who rode with an Indian?
Yeah, you said they broke up a gang you had in New Mexico last year.
Right. They helped the law. The masked man is known as a Lone Ranger.
Hey, I've heard of him.
So have I. He and that Indian are said to be dynamite when they get going.
Yeah.
Quiet down, fellas. No need to get anxious about him.
But if they caught some of your other gang...
I wasn't as smart then as I am now. Listen. Nick, you and Tony probably weren't careful covering your tracks when you brought this hombre here.
Maybe not. We were in a hurry.
So much the better. When the masked man and Indian go back to that camp and learn he's missing, they'll do their best to follow your trail here. And what's more, I'm sure they'll succeed.
Well, then they'll get us.
Don't worry. We'll use this fella as bait for a trap. I plan to get that redskin, and what's more important, the hombre known as a Lone Ranger.
As Grudge Logan told his men how he planned to use Dave Alton as bait to trap Tonto and the Lone Ranger, a cruel smile twisted his lips. He explained further.
We'll leave this hombre tied to the chair and gagged so he can't warn him. We'll leave one horse just outside the cabin so as they'll think one of us is in here as guard.
Go on.
We'll hide the other horses among the trees. And we'll stay hidden until we see them approach the cabin.
Well, they're smart, Grudge. They won't approach the place openly.
That's right.
I know. With all that brush around, we'll have to watch close. But the windows are nailed down. So I figure they'll try to get inside through the front door.
And what if they do?
We'll move in on them. We'll plug all three of them and bury them back in the woods. Nobody will ever know what happened to that Indian and the masked man.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Boxer Ben fights hard and fair, so in the ring you kids beware. He's dynamite because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
That's Cheerios, all right. The nourishing oat cereal that's shaped like little letter O's. The ready-to-eat cereal with a wonderful toasted oat flavor. What's more, every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. That's right, each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. And these good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones, and muscles. Yes, Cheerios is made to give you real go power. So try Cheerios, the famous oat cereal that needs no cooking. And soon you'll hear people say...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
Now to continue.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto realized the men in Grudge's gang were clever when they lost the first trail they were following. They returned to camp to make sure Dave was all right.
Easy, fella. Kimasabi. Him gone.
Yes. Look near the place where he was resting. The footprints of two men.
Maybe that mean crooks come back. Take young fella away.
I'm sorry I let Dave talk us into leaving him alone. I feel that I'm to blame for this, Tonto. We'll follow those footprints to where they left their horses. Then we'll pick up their trail. Come on.
Easy, said a big fella. Easy, fella.
Come on.
Come, fella.
The sheriff and his posse had gone to the prospector's cabin, and after sending back the body of the outlaw's victim, they tried to follow the trail of the gang. They, too, finally lost the trail.
By
Jiminy, that outlaw leader, Grudge Rogan, is plenty smart. The Indian who reported to me didn't know at the time how many men Grudge had. But from the tracks, I figured 5 or 6. The Indian is working with a friend of mine, the masked man.
Masked hombre, you say? How come he's a friend of yours?
Well, we won't go into that now. Anyway, the Indian told me where they found the wounded man and where the camp is located. Now, we'll go to the camp. And if Dave Alton is still there, we'll question him. He might tell us something that'll help. Let's go. Get up there. Sure.
A short time later, the posse arrived at the campsite and stopped.
Nobody here. But there's a bed made of boughs and covered with a blanket where the wounded man rested. They try to pick up their trail. I want to talk to the masked man. Get up there.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had some difficulty trailing Nick, Tony, and Dave. But as Grudge had said, they were not as careful covering the trail. Finally, the masked man and Indian topped a rise and saw the cabin in the hollow.
Easy, scout.
A short distance from the clearing in which the cabin stood, the two men dismounted and left their horses hidden under the trees in the tall brush. Then they cautiously moved forward on foot. On the edge of the clearing, they stopped.
I see one horse tied to a sapling near the cabin.
Maybe that mean us and gang not there now.
May also mean that Dave is still alive and held prisoner, Tonto. It leaves someone to guard him. Otherwise, the owner of that horse would have gone with the others. We'll use the tall brush near the cabin to screen our approach. I want to get close enough to look inside that place. Come on. And have your guns ready.
The Indian and masked man, thoroughly experienced in moving with caution, made their way through the brush without moving a branch. Finally, they reached the side window of the cabin. Then the Lone Ranger showed for a moment above the brush as he quickly looked through the window.
The window is nailed down, Tonto. But I see Dave inside. He's tied to a chair and gagged. Whoever's on guard is keeping out of sight.
Now what do we do?
We'll make our way to the front door. We'll crawl up to it. And enter suddenly to take the guard by surprise. All right, let's go.
Among the trees on the nearby slope, Grudge and the others were watching. Suddenly, Grudge spoke.
Say, Luke, I see a man sitting near the side window. It's the last man.
Should we try to gun him?
Sure, why not?
No, hold it. It's too far for a good shot. As soon as we see him go inside, we'll move in. We can see the front door from here.
Fine, Jiminy, they're going right into the trap.
Sure. They'll soon realize just how smart I am.
How you plan to work it, Grudge?
When I give the word, we'll spread out and encircle the cabin. Then move in on them. And they won't be able to get away. Before long, the Lone Ranger will be finished for good.
Meantime, as the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved toward the front door, the masked man spoke.
Tonto, you stay hidden in the brush. I'll go inside alone. I can handle one man.
Good idea.
The others might return unexpectedly. In that case, you'd be in a position to warn me. I stay here. The chaparral thicket will hide you. I'll crawl to the front door. It's the only way inside. The windows are securely nailed down.
Tonto waited in hiding while the Lone Ranger moved cautiously to the front door. Then, with guns ready, he shoved the door wide open.
Don't move.
He stood a moment as his keen eyes swiftly scanned the interior of the cabin. Instantly, he realized he might have entered a trap. He sprang quickly to Dave's side, cut the cords, and removed the gag.
Have you free in a moment. There. Now the gag. There.
It's a trap.
Realize that. Quick, get to the door. Then crawl through the door into the bushes. They'll hide you. Be sure to keep your head down. I'll help you. Come on. We'll be safer outside. Here's the open door. Get down and crawl if you can.
I'll make it.
In spite of Dave's handicap, he and the masked man hurriedly crawled through the doorway and dropped into the thicket near the porch.
I don't think we were seen coming out.
Kimasabi.
Yes?
We see men up among trees. Then come this way.
Crouch low and we'll move back to the brush toward the trees. Come on.
Grudge and his men had seen the masked figure enter the cabin. He waited a moment, then said...
I didn't see the Indian go inside.
Maybe the masked man went in there alone.
That's possible, but I doubt it. The Redskin may be waiting near the cabin, somewhere near the window. Let's spread out and move in on him. Keep an eye open for the Indian. Let's go.
The outlaws had failed to see Dave and the masked man crawl from the front door. They spread out with guns ready and started moving toward the cabin. Meantime, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dave had succeeded in reaching the trees before the crooks had a chance to encircle the place.
We made it. Now we'll wait until we see them near the cabin and we'll move in on them.
They aren't going to expect that.
Well, that's right.
The three men watched closely. For a short time, they saw little, though Tonto's keen eyes caught the movement of the brush here and there as the men worked their way forward. Finally, Tonto spoke.
You see head. Looking through window.
Yes, Tonto. They've reached the cabin. Dave, you wait here.
I can handle a gun. Let me go with you.
All right, let's go.
At the cabin, Grudge had looked through the window. He saw that Dave had been freed and that no one was inside. He found his men one after the other and gathered them together under cover of the tall brush.
Something went wrong. None of us saw him go out, but nobody's inside now.
Well, that young fellow would tell the masked man about your trap. Maybe they're hiding inside. Wait.
We'll soon find out. We'll go in. Come on. Say, Nick.
Yeah.
You stay in covers from the window until we get inside.
Right.
Quickly, in crouched position, the other five went to the front of the cabin. Then they through the open door with drawn guns.
You're coming.
Hey, nobody's here.
Hey, Nick, come on in.
All right.
I don't like this, Grudge.
I don't like any part.
Hey, what's going on, Grudge? No sign of them. Hey, Grudge, I saw one of them through the window, the engine.
Nick rushed to the window, broke the glass, and fired.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't think I hit him. I'll try again. Hey, a bullet came through the window.
They're moving in on us.
We're six to two or three. Cover both windows. I'll leave the door open a little.
All right.
I saw the brush move.
Grudge, they caught us in our own trap.
Forget that now. Try to plug him. We'll either get him and hold him off till it's dark enough to sneak away from here.
Shots
and moved in to help. about the Lone Ranger and his friends. The gun battle raged for some time, and men on both sides were wounded. But finally, those inside were too greatly outnumbered and surrendered. All but two of the crooks were wounded, including Grudge.
Now put your hands up or we'll gun you.
We give up. Hold your fire. There's just two of us with guns now.
Throw your guns through the door. Then come out with your hands high.
Tony and Nick, the two who were not wounded, complied with the sheriff's command. Soon all the crooks were huddled together within a circle of grim-faced men holding guns.
I think we have them all now, Sheriff.
Yes, that's all of them. That one is Grudge Logan. A few of my men took bullets, but none are seriously hurt. You look after the wounded and get these killers back to town. Now, Dave, you'll be a witness against them in the killing of your partner.
With pleasure. If it hadn't been for the masked man in Tonto, I'd have been dead, too. The gang set a trap for both of them, but they turned the tables on Grudge and his men.
Grudge Logan is clever, but not clever enough. Todd and I were glad to help. We'll stop to see you in town, Sheriff, before we leave this territory. Good luck, Dave, and see you later. Adios, everybody.
Well, hey, Doc, call it Grudge. I thought you said you could handle that Indian last night.
Oh, shut up. Grudge is like all the rest of the lawbreakers who think they amount to something. They get to think they're so smart the law can't ever touch them. But just like the others, Grudge isn't smart enough to know that it doesn't pay to make a stand against the Lone Ranger.
Cause champions are made, not born.
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties.
Sort of gives a guy a lift knowing that champions are made, not born. For instance, let's trace the inspiring story of Al Rosen, famed Cleveland Indian slugger. Let's go back when Al was small, an average boy, no champ at all. He practiced hitting, third base play, and ate his Wheaties every day, just as champs get on their way. Today, Al smacks that ball a mile, been eating Wheaties all this while. Why, Al Rosen's been eating Wheaties since he was a little guy, 22 years ago. Plenty of power, all right, in Wheaties. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Now, Al Sparkin, here's the pitch.
On his way, he's on his way, on his way, get on your way with Wheaties, cause champions are made, not born. Yes, sir, get on your way, get on your way, get on your way with Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Ranger, a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. The Lone Ranger is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.